porous molecules, which are useful in a range of applications, including separating chemicals and catalysing reactions, may be designed on demand thanks to a new method published in the journal Nature this week. Molecules which have well-defined porosity and well-understood activity, now this includes zeolites and things called metal organic frameworks, or MOFs, play important roles in many different chemical processes. MOFs have been touted as a safe solution to hydrogen storage due to their ability to absorb enormous amounts of gas on their surfaces, but they're also useful in water purification and as molecular traps in order to allow us to study molecules. But their production, when we make them, it often distributes the functionality fairly randomly between the pores, and this places an upper limit on their use. Professor Andrew Cooper at the University of Liverpool, working with groups at University College London and Cambridge University, has developed a method for modelling nanoporous molecular frameworks with atomic precision and then producing them from modular components. So almost like Lego, in a way. Cooper and colleagues use a lock-and-key assembly technique, mixing porous organic cage molecules and then allowing them to self-assemble. They can accurately model and predict how these molecular modules will mix, meaning specific functionality can be computer-designed. One of the advantages of this technique is that the molecules are soluble. Now, this means that once the constituent pore modules are synthesized, researchers need only mix up these modules in a solution, allow them to just build themselves to self-assemble, and then they remove the solvent and you have your porous molecule. The researchers have put their method to the test and they have produced four bespoke molecular cages, and they've confirmed their structure experimentally. And this, they say, opens the way for in silico production of structure and properties for new candidate porous materials based solely on two-dimensional chemical sketches. And this allows design by computational selection.
So this would mean that you could put a catalytic site at some point in your pores and then enhance the catalytic effect. You could have a huge surface area and every little pore would have the little bit of catalyst or little bit of reactant in there, and you'd have a very efficient system.
Well, and also it means that you can control where the functional bits, so where your catalyst is within the pore, and that in turn may allow you to more precisely control that catalysis and more precisely control the way that, say, these materials actually filter different molecules. It's slightly complicated stuff, but actually the range of applications are enormous. It's very exciting.
Fascinating.